From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Schools took another big step today toward an elusive goal, establishing basic education standards that could apply to nearly every student in the U.S. The draft proposal released today tries to unify what students need to know about English and math at each grade level. But as NPR's Lair Abramson reports, backers of the effort still face a lot of skepticism.
Education in this country has always been defined by two words, local control. State and local officials decide who has to learn what where. But today, the Common Core State Standards Initiative said we're moving closer toward a United States of education.
So that the expectation in life in Mississippi is the same as the expectation in the state of California.
That's Dane Lynn of the National Governors Association, which has helped put together a national effort to iron out differences between local standards. The group found that expectations do differ a lot from state to state. That's something that critics of No Child Left Behind often point to as a failing of that effort to raise standards. But they also found something else. The standards themselves are too numerous and complex for teachers to understand. They've tried to fix that.
These standards are clearer, fewer, and higher.
So the standards for English language arts try to demand more using fewer words. In English, fourth graders need to be able to explain major differences between poems and prose and refer to elements such as a stanza and meter when writing about specific poems. Gene Wilhoit of the Council of Chief State School Officers says for English, there are only 10 standards listed for what students need for a college or a career.
That's very different than what might exist in most standards today, 20, 30, 40, 50 different kinds of expectations. And this document is organized in a way that a teacher can see how each of those 10 are carried out through the sequence of learning for a child.
The document is supposed to be a model of clarity that is accessible to parents, but please let me know if you can understand that a line of symmetry for a geometric figure is a line across the figure such that the figure can be folded along the line into matching parts, as any fourth grader should be able to do. So why not call these national standards and let the federal government put them out the way it's done in other countries? Gene Wilhoit says this country has tried that before.
I think the top-down federal approach has been tried on a number of occasions and has failed.
Whether it was Goals 2000 under President Clinton or No Child Left Behind under President Bush, this time around there is a lot more consensus on the need for common basic standards, but there's still a lot of state resistance. David Shreve of the National Conference of State Legislatures says now that the states must adopt these standards in order to get certain federal grants, they really aren't voluntary.
In a fiscal climate like we have today with state and local level, any federal money that's on the table that's used as a lever to get states to act is not voluntary. It's just obligatory to go chasing that money.
And many question whether higher standards on their own will improve student achievement. Russ Whitehurst, a former Bush education official, now at the Brookings Institution, says he studied states with different standards.
You can find high standards, high achievement states, and low standards, high achievement states. You can find high standards, low achievement states. There's just no statistical relationship between the quality of state standards and student achievement.
Still, Whitehurst supports the effort to raise standards as long as that's not the end of the process.
You know, there are states that have developed good standards and maybe reasonable assessments, and then they stop.
Whitehurst says the project needs to be followed by a comprehensive effort to develop better teaching materials geared to the new standards and by programs to train teachers to use those tools. Otherwise, he says, the hopes of those behind this grand coalition of state officials will be dashed. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.